Proverbs 19:4 says, "Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor." We have repeatedly reminded Bible students that Proverbs are not always commandments. Proverbs aren't even always making a statement that is necessarily good. Like when we read in Proverbs 14:15, "The simple believeth every word." That wasn't a compliment. We're not being encouraged to go and do likewise. It's not a commandment. The fact is, the simple believeth every word, and that's not good. But it is a truism, a proverb. And in our proverb for this devotional, when it says, "Wealth maketh many friends," I've heard some quote that as though God's word is giving credence to the practice of buying friends. That's simply not the case. It is a truism. It is a proverb, and it's a simple fact, a reality. Wealth maketh many friends. Of course, like every other word, the word friends is defined by the context. Social media apps connect people. Someone sends a friend request, and that person accepts, and they're now friends. In this case, most of these social media friends will never meet personally. Some will never interact on posts or even in private messages. Some friend, huh? I remember more than 10 years ago, I read a story about a family who was sorely disappointed at the turnout for the showing and funeral of their loved one. They had made arrangements and for a huge crowd. They had security to help with parking, a large meeting room reserved, and barely 50 people showed up. But they expected hundreds, if not thousands, to show up because the loved one who had passed away always talked about having more than 100,000 friends on Facebook. That was a really sad story, but the fact is that on a smaller scale, most people have far fewer friends in the true sense of the word than they may believe. And that's no more true than with people who have money, power, influence, or fame of any sort. They may have numbers of people around them, but you take away that money, power, influence, and fame, and there are usually very few friends left standing there with them. Some people buy friends by always being at their beck and call, always being the one to give, clamoring over people, abandoning our own sense of purpose, and especially when that pseudo-friendship results in our abandoning our proper relationship with Jesus Christ, it's just foolish, somewhat idolatrous, and it's a waste of your time and effort. Friendship is supposed to be based upon a mutual love and respect for one another. And when it's wealth or some other thing that gains you some sort of companionship, it's a shallow, false friendship with few exceptions that leaves you lonely and friendless in the end. And so we remind you of the one friend that can be yours, and you really bring nothing to the table but simple faith. You can't buy him. You can't do works to gain his friendship. It's only when we turn toward God, and that's repentance from the sin, the unbelief, and other things that separate us from God, and turning to God, and we receive by faith the gospel truth of Jesus, shedding his blood in death, being buried, and then rising again bodily from the grave, winning the victory over sin and death for our eternal salvation. It's only then we have found the truest friend possible, and he cannot be bought at any price. You cannot approach God with anything but empty hands and receiving what he has done for you. And it's Jesus who said this in John 15:15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." You have Jesus and his book, your best friends.